Sarah Knowles' son, Matthew, has cerebral palsy and a chromosome disorder. He's incontinent, which makes everyday trips difficult because they need a larger changing table. For the past 8 years, Knowles has been laser-focused on getting more of the tables across the state as part of the Changing Spaces campaign. Knowles says more have been placed across the state in recent years, but more work needs to be done.
So without somewhere safe, private, and hygienic to take care of those continence needs, a portion of the disabled population, including Matthew, is excluded from being part of our communities.
The organization says there's around 20 universal changing tables across the state. State bills to get more of the tables have failed to pass. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.